Blind Cool Tech 101, September 7, 05. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skudkon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Got a few things I want to chat with you about today. Mainly talk a little bit about editors, and especially about NoteTab Pro. And a few notes about the podcast and some developments and so forth. It is, I'm on my way home from work this afternoon, recording this on the, good boy. Well, there's a little yapper. He usually waits till we get past to start yapping at us. My goodness. You're ferocious. He's gonna eat us up, isn't he? Stop. It got warm, but it's pleasant. Let's go left. Left. How about? Up. Good boy. Good doggy. Yeah, the humidity is down, but it's a nice, bright, sunny day. Here. So glad the stifling heat kind of broke. Well, we're gonna go straight, little buddy. He's wanting to turn back in the front and walk. We went out the side door of the building instead of going through the basement, which is pretty close to my office. So I just walk up the street next to APH and take left, and then we walk in front of it, and Jake wanted to go back in. But I've had my day. He just doesn't know it, I guess. You little nut. Yeah, I was telling you yesterday on the way to work, he was literally bouncing the whole way. And 3 days off was too much for him, I guess. I had an interesting conversation yesterday with Jonathan Mosen, and recorded an interview that we're going to both play. We're going to play on both our shows. Jonathan Mosen of the MosenExplosion.com. That's M-O-S-E-N, Explosion. He was here in Louisville, so naturally I took the opportunity to grab him for an interview. I tell you people, I've got the bug here. I'm not saying I'm the world's best interviewer, but I will learn. Hopefully you guys can bear with me. Oh, I was saying I'm recording this on the Olympus DS2 using the stereo mics. And I've come to realize that before I say that, what we're going to do with this interview is I'm going to wait till his show on Friday night to post this so that it'll appear in both places simultaneously. We sort of interviewed each other. It was kind of fun. He's a neat guy. I've come to decide with this Olympus, any of these recorders, that we're gonna have to specialize a little bit. Doesn't seem to be one recorder that does it all. What I love about this one, besides what I've already said 1,000 times, that it's so darn easy to use, and that it has a built-in speaker, and you can turn on the beeps to get some good feedback. But and also the automatic gain control on the line end. You know, the iRiver has automatic gain control, but it's, as far as I can tell, only works for the built-in mic. It's pretty windy today, so hopefully these wind screens will prevent a bunch of noise in the mics. So yeah, the bad thing about this Olympus is that you only get about an hour of recording on this high quality. But I think the, you know, that's enough for these kind of walks. And I just wish, you know, if this thing had, oh, say, a gig of RAM in it, this might just be the perfect device. I mean, it does record it. 128 BPS. I'll probably downsample them to 96. 96 seems to be plenty for preserving sounds of the environment and the human voice. Which reminds me, if you have a submission to make, I know some of you have asked. And that's probably what we're going to set as our general standard, is 96 kbps, it's kilobytes per second, and then 44,100, I believe that's the number, sample rate, which is good high quality recording. Now, of course, if you're just sitting in front of a microphone or doing a computer demo, probably just mono would be fine. But definitely if you're doing a sound seeing tour, definitely like to have stereo for that. So maybe they'll come out, maybe Olympus will come out with a a higher RAM version of this DS2. Sounds like there's a train down there. That's one of the things that convinced me to go with this automatic gain control is, you know, that was a good recording of the train the other day, except it was clipping. You almost need, good boy. You almost need an automatic gain control on a harsh environment like this. This one I would almost be comfortable with pausing too, because I think you get a double beep when you hit pause and a single beep when you hit record. So you can actually tell what's going on. I don't like the software with this though. Well, first of all, I don't like the fact that you have to type in a number that's written on the CD. I don't know how you guys handle that kind of thing, but I always try to write those numbers down and keep them in a file somewhere, so that if I ever have to reinstall or get a new PC, I've got the numbers and don't have to ask somebody again. And the other thing that I'm not crazy about is I'm really just a tad bit confused about how that software works. I guess I need to look through the manual a little more. I've been using the just the Windows Explorer to open this device up as a drive and copy stuff off, but I think the software is doing something with it too, and I hadn't quite figured out what. I had a had a group of files from that cast we did, the lawn cast, and I put them on the PC and did a cut and paste into where I wanted them, and I only ended up with one, and I couldn't find the rest of them. So I thought, well, let me look in the recycle bin, and that's where they were. One of the things that Jonathan and I were talking about yesterday was, a valid opinion that some of I've heard from other people too about, you know, what if you don't want to listen to all this kind of walks, all this other junk. But you're interested in the technical stuff. I think what I'm going to do is actually just start another podcast, and it'll be APH specific, and we'll probably also do some, you know, reviews of other things that aren't necessarily APH products. In fact, maybe I'll just do my technical trainings and stuff on the regular APH Info podcast that I was telling you all about. We should be going live with that, in fact, maybe as soon as tomorrow. I also told you guys that we'd have Tootle Tiles up for beta last Friday, but I didn't take into account several unscheduled meetings that have kept me away from my desk for many, many hours. And, and what? Oh, the fact that we have our annual reports are due pretty soon. Each year, the Department of Educational Research writes an annual report that gives the progress of all of our projects. Fascinating reading, not bad, huh? So, I'm trying to finish up the manual for that. And maybe by this Friday we'll have it up there, and I would like to do a demo of it as well. So what I think I'm going to do is take this podcast. You know, I'm sure APH doesn't want to foot the bill for these walks to and from work, and actually, I'm sure they wouldn't want, you know, I really like to have, like, the sound seeing tours and other interactions where, go ahead, how about, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, good boy, where people can say what they want and do what they want without, I really don't want to censor them in any way. So, you know, like if you heard Shelley on the Fraser Arms Museum sound seeing tour talk about these dudes in 16th century tights being sexy, that's probably not something APH really wants. So I'm going to start one up just for APH products and see where that develops. We may, like I say, do some reviews of other things there as well. And then I'll continue to do this Flying Cool Tech. Maybe we'll call that one. Well, and you know, that might be the opportunity for me to change the name on this one too. Could call it the Morning Walk, or I think Jim Fiddler suggested Jake and the Man. I like that one too. Or Kentucky Fried Thinking. And then we'll either have our own, which, yeah, probably do that instead of including it with the general APH training and so forth. The only thing is, I want to make it convenient for you all too. Hey, how are you? No problem. You're a good doggy, Jake. So I want to make it convenient for you too, so that you can, you know, you can just subscribe to two different ones, and maybe we'll call the APH one APH Tech or something. And then this one will be whatever we want it to be, and won't have to worry about legalities. Well, yeah, of course we're going to be worried about legalities, but you know, with APH, you have to be very sensitive to, well, things that a corporation could be sensitive to. And, of course, with me, I can be a little more, well, not lax, but, you know, I want to be sensitive to legalities too, but I can be a little more out on the edge, so to speak. And then there'll be, of course, this other one with other APH training on it that won't necessarily be technology related. So what I'll probably end up doing is taking those APH ones off of Blind Cool Tech or whatever this personal one is, putting them onto the official APH one. And we actually should have we've got our server up, actually, having a little bit of issues with connectivity. And what I'll do is just host the media right from that server and watch the traffic. And if it gets too much, I can move the media over to archive.org without affecting you guys any. Wonder what they're building there. Yeah, we had our first night of bowling last night. And it was chaos, as I thought. It always is on the first night. Especially when you have new people on the league. And we've got, what, 4 new people. Nice to get some young, fresh blood in there too. So, actually, really, we've got probably six people that are in their 20s now. So that's kind of neat. And we had a lot of fun. Well, I did terrible the first game. I had 3 frames with nothing but gutters. I ended up with I'm embarrassed to say it. I ended up with a 40 on that game. And when Kenny told me my score. I thought he was talking to Mario to tell him what lane he was up on. But I did better the second and third game. I actually did respectable. I did a 105, which I would like to do them all that way. I can live with 105s. I think my average is about 88 or 90 right in there. So let's talk about editors. I'm a big fan of editing software because I use it a lot. I do a lot of writing for my job, and of course writing software too. And I found NoteTab to be a very flexible and stable product. And I use the pro version, but there's actually a NoteTab Lite that's free. And if I remember right, the pro version wasn't that much, maybe $20. You can find these at notetab.com. Well, it looks like we'll have to finish that discussion another time. Our batteries ran out. Erg. I'm going to have find a better system of keeping track of my battery life. Anyway, we'll continue the editor discussion on an upcoming show. This is Larry Skudkon signing out. Be sure and call our audio comment line at 206-984-9203. Our email is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and we're on the web at blindcooltech.com. Y'all have a good one. See you next time.